Some of our customers who indeed are thriving are those that have used supply chain as a competitive differentiator.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, and I'm your host, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And before we start the podcast today, I just wanted to make an announcement, and that is I'm starting a new section of the podcast called Listeners' Questions. In this section, as the name implies, I will be reading out questions sent in by you, the listeners, and attempting to either answer them myself or pass them on to the guest who's with me on the show. So, if you want to participate in this section, send your questions to tom.raftery@sap.com. And as a special bonus, anyone who sends in their question in the form of an audio file, I'll play that before giving the answer so you can hear your own voice coming out on this podcast. To do that, just record it on your phone or record it on your computer or anything like that. Save the file, send it in to me to tom.raftery@sap.com. Okay, on with the show. Today's podcast is one of the Women in Supply Chain podcasts, and with me I have my special guest, Mindy. Mindy, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Mindy Davis, and I lead our marketing for digital supply chain globally at SAP.
Cool. Now, Mindy, I asked you to come on the show because you sent me an email a few days ago, and it was outlining some of the things that SAP are doing. And we had Martin Bartman come on and talk about some of the things that SAP are doing to help our customers in this, you know, current crisis. But what was intriguing about what you sent me and what we talked about, you know, just before I turned the recorder on, is the fact that some of these offers that we're giving to our customers have actually been taken up, and you had some details on that you were able to share. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What's going on with these offers? How are people using them and that kind of thing?
Yes, certainly. Thank you for the opportunity, Tom. First of all, I would like to start off by explaining the genesis of these offers. We realized it very quickly and in real time how some of our customers are fighting COVID on the front lines, and SAP Digital Supply Chain wanted to be there to help. So we developed three offers that allow our customers to access certain functionality of our software for free for a limited time so that they can use our software to help fight some of the challenges that they're facing due to COVID. And one of the offers that we introduced to the market is around supply chain planning. So what we've done is we've created a promotion where customers can work with our partner ecosystem, so they can work with a qualified partner to actually implement some of our integrated business planning functionality to quickly match supply to demand. And we've had quite a success so far from our customer base. I'll give you a few examples of what we've seen in real time.
Cool.
First of all, there's one customer out of the Netherlands, and they're a big frozen food, specifically French fries, distributor. So they manufacture and distribute frozen potatoes. And they have been using our solution, integrated business planning, to really help them cope with COVID. Specifically, they've used IBP to create different scenarios within the IBP tool, which quickly identify areas of highest demand so that they can provide faster service or more customer service to those regions that are showing deep pockets of need due to COVID, or that are most affected by the COVID virus.
Okay.
I'll give you another example of a customer out of Germany. They're a machine manufacturer, and they use our digital supply chain solutions, specifically Asset Intelligence Network, to basically provide a digital platform to monitor the equipment that's on their plant floor, their field service technicians are monitoring the conditions of their plant floor remotely, and they're taking those insights to provide more effective customer support, right? So our connectivity through the Asset Intelligence Network has enabled more teleservices and actually video services similar to what we're doing today to help our customers navigate the situations in real time.
Cool.
And then there's another company out of France, and they are actually using our digital manufacturing solutions. And they had said themselves that their situation would have been much worse had they not started their digital transformation using some of our digital manufacturing solutions. And our solutions will help speed up their transformation so that they can actually fight the fight around COVID in real time using our digital manufacturing solutions.
Okay.
And then, you know, as a part of this crisis going on, there's also a need to get products that are available to our customers or to the end customer as soon as possible, right? So we developed another offer around freight collaboration, where we turn on some functionality around transportation management. Sorry, we turn on freight collaboration functionality within transportation management so that customers have access to InstaFreight in Europe and Uber Freight in North America to more quickly match distributors with the inventory needs and get products where they need to go.
Okay.
When we take a look at our supply chain, specifically the food distribution network as an example, our food supply chain has been protected and is secure, but our distribution networks are being stretched thin, meaning we can't get products to people that need them as fast as we need to, right? So that's why we developed or created another offer around transportation management to make sure that our transportation management customers have access to the functionality to open up the distributor network to distributors such as InstaFreight in Europe or Uber Freight in North America, so that these customers can actually get product to the right sources or the right retail channels as quickly as possible.
Cool.
And then I'll give you some examples as to what we're seeing in the medical field, because we have a few customers who have taken us up on our supply chain planning as a service offer. And basically what these companies have done, they're medical or healthcare providers, and what they've done with our solution is gained access, gained real-time visibility to both supply and demand so that they can identify areas or regions in most need for critical supplies and ensure that we have supply availability as close to the source as possible, right? So a critical supplier of medical equipment in Colombia is now using our solutions to gain real-time visibility to the critical supplies that the hospitals need in Colombia and making sure that we're getting product there in real time. And then there's another customer in Chile. They're a healthcare provider as well, and they're doing the same thing in terms of identifying the critical healthcare supplies or medical equipment that need to reach some rural areas or scarce regions of Chile, so that they're using our solutions to make sure that they have kind of better distribution planning during this crisis.
Cool.
You know, a lot of what we're seeing are customers that are have challenges as it relates to the health of their employees, right? So we've got a solution called Environmental Health and Safety that can actually identify the employees on the plant floor who may have been infected or are not healthy, and who they've come in contact with, to make sure that we put protective measures in place on the plant floor, such as you're seeing. I know many of us have been to the grocery store lately. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the plexiglass. So they can do things like that at retail, on the plant floor, and they can use our environmental health and safety solutions to really account for the health of our workforce, but then ultimately what measures they can put in place to make sure that we're protecting our employees.
Something that's going to be hugely important, given that this physical distancing that we're having to do now is not a short-term measure. If we look at the evolution of this pandemic, it's not going to be a short outbreak. It's going to be an ongoing thing until we have either a cure, which is unlikely given we're very bad at making cures for viral infections. Traditionally, we're not able to do that so far. And B, the other option is come up with a vaccine and distribute it to 7 billion people on the planet. Either of those are, you know, a year to 2 years. So this kind of physical distancing and the, to your point, the monitoring of the health and safety of employees, particularly in manufacturing facilities where they might have to come into close contact with one another, or they might have to make sure they're not coming into too close contact with one another. This is going to be vital for our customers and for other companies who will, you know, have manufacturing and have employees to keep safe.
And we're seeing that play out in real time, certainly, right? And our philosophy kind of in this approach, or as we navigate these uncharted waters, what we've been paying attention to is kind of three phases of becoming alive again, right? So our first phase was, what can we do to help our customers respond to the crisis? And that's why we had this big effort of putting or offering some free software. And then as we navigate through this and see what's happening in real time, we're kind of trending towards a recover phase, right? So what do our customers need to do now to make sure that they recover in the long run? And then the third phase is, what can we do to help our customers reimagine some of their digital supply chain strategies? And we've kind of adopted this model, realizing or recognizing that our customers, each of them around the world, are going to be at different phases at different times.
Correct, yeah.
So we've kind of aligned, you know, some of the free software to help our customers respond in the short term, but then certainly coming up with some package solutions that include both software and services to help them recover in the long run. And then certainly deploy some of our long-term supply chain strategies to help them thrive in the future.
So those are some excellent examples of people who've already taken up the offers that we have, Mindy. But, you know, looking ahead and looking at other companies that could also take advantage of this, have you got some thoughts on that you'd like to share?
Yeah, certainly. You know, in terms of what our customers are facing, I think I mentioned this earlier, that every customer is in a different situation, different industry, different part of the world. And really what we're trying to do is simplify the process of matching demand and supply to the current market conditions. So I think any company that's facing challenges as to really just quite simply a lack of visibility to knowing where they're in the most trouble in terms of planning for demand. You know, if you don't have visibility to knowing which markets or which distribution centers or which suppliers can get you the products and parts that you need to feed your business, we can help. And that's why we've created these offers in the short term, but certainly these will be available in the long term to really help quickly match supply and demand so that you can stop the bleeding, so to speak, of your supply chain. And you can do it in a digital way with your business.
I guess any of these things is kind of an ill wind that doesn't blow somebody some good. But I think in this scenario, the digitization of supply chains is going to be the real differentiator? I mean, I think I've had a couple of people independently on the podcast in the last couple of weeks who've said that up until now, supply chain was seen as a cost center, and going forward, it's going to be seen as a differentiator. And I think that's a very important point. I think going forward, having supply chains which are increasingly digital, increasingly transparent, increasingly agile and resilient is what's going to make a company thrive and survive. You don't do that and you're in deep trouble.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because you're right. As we look at some of our customers who indeed are thriving, are those that have used supply chain as a competitive differentiator, right? Versus those who have cut themselves so lean from a supply chain perspective that now they're in a little bit more trouble than they could have been had they used their supply chain as a strategic weapon, so to speak, versus a cost-cutting measure.
So, Mehdi, we're coming towards the end of the podcast, and I just wanted to know, first of all, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think I should have, or is there any topics that we didn't talk about that you think people should be aware of, anything like that?
Yes, thank you for the question. I think you touched on it, but I would just like to briefly touch on it again in terms of surviving and thriving in this through and post pandemic. And you talked about how customers need or can build a resilient supply chain. And I think this notion of resiliency is extremely important in terms of having our customers kind of face the pandemic in real time and make sure that they really are resilient. And we've got the strategies in place from what we call design to operate. So if you think about a digital supply chain, the more open we can be to connect these silos within an organization, from engineering and those designing products and assets to planning, to making or manufacturing the product and actually delivering and operating it in real time, the more visibility we have across this portfolio, the more resilient supply chains can become, because of the fact that we're sharing information and connecting these different lines of business. And ultimately, really delivering on customer experiences by sharing information across LOB to make sure that we're developing the right products, delivering the right products, and then certainly taking some insights from seeing those assets or products consumed in real time to make sure that we're continuously developing and evolving our supply chains from a customer experience perspective.
Excellent. So, Mehdi, if people want to know more about the offers or about digital supply chain or about Mehdi, where would you have me direct them?
Okay. Well, of course, I'm going to tell you to go to sap.com. And if you go to our digital supply chain page, actually, on the front page of sap.com, we're currently promoting a number of different COVID-related offers. But certainly, I would encourage you to go to the digital supply chain page and just review all the different products or solutions that we have available. I would start with digital supply chain planning, and then you can go from design to operate in terms of evaluating different solutions that we have to help our customers fight this crisis in real time.
And if they want to get in touch with yourself, what's the best way? Is it LinkedIn, or is it Twitter? Or
oh, certainly LinkedIn. Yes, LinkedIn would be the best, and it's under Mehdi Johnson Davis.
Mehdi, that's been fantastic. Thanks a million for coming on the show today.
Yes, thank you, Tom, for the opportunity.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain, or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you'd like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application to get new episodes right away as soon as they're published. And also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.